Welcome to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, and the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, and let's take your desk to another level. Now, today, well, not even today, last week, I was at Bullhorns Engage 2024 in Sydney. That is our ecosystem here, so we got an invite in, and it was a great day out. And what I want to bring to you today, perhaps you didn't get to go, didn't make it. I'm not going to give you all the highlights. I'm going to chip away at those over the next week or so, because there's some really great insights there. But the whole theme, and every conference I go to at the moment, seems to be around the tech stack and what the automation pieces look like and what apps you've got laid over the top of your platform, all these sort of things, and they're quite overwhelming. And so what I want to give you today is I want to get into automation, and I'm not going to give you absolute specifics because I think every business is going to be different, but I want to highlight to you some of the things that were said that I just thought were really great ways to view automation, particularly this audience, right? I know I've got some directors here, some from big companies, big recruitment agencies, but the large majority of people listening to this are small operators, you know, on your own operators. And I know you're sitting here thinking, yes, automation's great, but I'm just a one-man person. How am I meant to implement all that? Is that important? Whatever. I want to cut through the noise. I want to help you through it. Quick break. We had an overwhelming response to episode 86, which was the 2024 recruitment desk planning. Now, a ton of people reached out and asked if we could help them. We can't get to everyone, but it got me thinking. I don't normally do this, but due to the response, I've decided to open up a limited amount of one-on-one coaching spots. I'm going to work with you one-on-one to create clear goals for your desk and bulletproof plan to achieve them. No more frustration at not hitting your numbers. No more self-doubt about what to do next. Just execute the plan, achieve the results you deserve. DM me, 90-day plan, and we'll send you the details. Strictly first in, best dressed. Side note, I'm so confident that you're going to love it and you're going to get value out of this that I will give you 100% money back if you think otherwise. So the first thing that was said at Engage that really piqued my ear and made it just kind of land and make sense to me is that AI will beat IQ every day of the week, but it will never beat EQ. Now, if you're not familiar with what EQ is, that's emotional intelligence. Essentially, people, right? So the whole preface here was that AI is here. It's powerful. It's amazing. We need to apply that to do everything that's IQ-based, repetitive-based, anything that can just be cut and paste, automated through a robot. And then where do the humans enter and do the emotional side? So negotiations, building relationships, shaking hands. We're still very much needed in the equation. But the key takeaway for me is you're an idiot if you're not automating anything, because you're basically getting humans to do manual input, manual labor, manual reach out, manual, and that's time, and that time should be better allocated to doing high value activities like closing placements, actually meeting, you know, pre-screened candidates, looking at job briefs where you've already been engaged on, rather than trying to sift through all that noise to get to those bits. So AI will beat IQ, but it won't beat EQ. I love that piece. And so what we're going to look at today is I want to go, how do you automate your business? Or how do you introduce automation into your business? Because you've probably already got some level of automation, some level of AI or technology that's helping you get things done. If you have a CRM, a database, if you're putting a simple search into that database, that is a form of AI. It's a form of automation. You don't have to manually sift through files, right? So it's not as complicated and scary or daunting as it needs to be. And I think the idea of automation scares a lot of people because you don't know where to start. So this brings me to my next point, okay? And this is another great point from the Bullhorn Engage 2024, it was dream big, have all the ambition in the world around automation, but start super, super small. And what that meant to me and what my key takeaway there was that, of course, you've got a company like Fuse, they did a case study, they've got about 300 automations running across their business. And that's anything from email sequencing, automated job scrapes, automated candidate inputs, automated matches, where it almost dishes up to a consultant, this is an active brief, this is an active candidate, go and make the match. They've got some next level automations, which was bloody impressive. But you have to start somewhere, okay? And we don't have endless budgets and we don't have endless time. I get that. And that was their point too, is just start small. So if you're listening to this now going, well, where would you start, Brett? I've actually pulled a list together based on what was discussed. And it's actually stuff we know we probably already need to be doing, but it's things around, let's start with the database, right? Are your clients, are your candidates, are your jobs, are they coded correctly? And what that means is, can you search for them? Can you search for historical data at a couple of search criteria? Can you actively match candidates and jobs based on the mapping fields that you've got within your database? Because if you haven't, that's probably where I would start, because that's going to be the quickest way to pull value out of something you're already doing. You're already putting these candidates in, you're already putting the jobs in, you're already putting the clients through. Let's make sure it works properly for us. That's a really, really simple one to start with, okay? The other one was, most search engines still require a level of Boolean keyword capabilities. If you don't, we all know what Boolean is. We use it from time to time in Google and whatnot. You can use it in your database. But I would actually just go, okay, what Boolean search strings are going to work best for my search engine? It might be as simple as going to your rep or the place that you bought your database from or your platform from and saying, what is the best way to search this database? Sounds so simple, but there are a lot of people not doing this. And if you've already got that data there and you don't know how to find it, what's the point of having that data, right? So whilst that's not necessarily automation, it's actually just getting the technology that you've got working better for you. So, you know, the other thing you might want to look at is, what is highly, highly repetitive? What is something that you do day in, day out, or week in, week out, that just wastes your time? Not waste your time, it needs to be done, but it's a time suck. And it's something that's actually quite repetitive. They're the sort of things that you can start going, AI, automation, what tools are out there? And there probably is a tool for whatever you want to do. What tools are out there that can help me with that? So, you know, there are great email sequencing platforms now, like your MailChimp and whatnot. And you can field map entire sequences. So you can send a job blast out to this segment of your database. If they interact with this, they get this sequence follow-up. If they don't interact, they get this. There are a lot of automations you can do around emailing that sound silly, but they really help engage and pull out that active talent, so that when they're coming to you with a response, you've done actually nothing. You've done one email and you've dropped into a whole sequence, and then you've got these candidates coming to you going, hey, I'm active, hey, I'm active. If you're a small operator and you've just started out, probably got a handle around your candidates, but very quickly, your database is 10 years old. There's 10,000, 20,000 people in there. How on earth are you meant to keep up with all those people? You cannot actually contact them anymore. It's actually impossible. So these email sequences, as hard as they are to set up, because I know they are, I've done them for multiple businesses. They're a real head scratcher to get set up and to test and to get right. But if you just focused on that for a month, I guarantee it, you're going to get some value out of it. And I know a lot of recruiters here will go, oh, I don't want to do that. GDPR, a lot of people don't know they're on my database. Totally get it. But that's just a problem you've got to overcome. How do you work out what sequencing works best for you? If you've ever visited a property, if you've ever gone and looked at a rental or gone to buy a house, you know that real estate agent captures your email. And you know that now every week you're getting a listing email blast from what they have on. And even though you're not looking anymore, you still get those emails from those agents. Who is top of mind when you go to rent, when you go to sell, when you go to buy? It's those agents who repetitively, week in, week out, send you those email blasts. They are actually important. As much as we might discount them as recruiters, I believe there's true value in those things. So something else you might want to look at is, well, what sort of data do you want in front of you? So a lot of times I sit here from a financial perspective and I go, I'd love to see this data. or I'm inputting this three times. How do I make that one input to go across? Just that little stuff, because this is all about saving you time and getting you away from repetitive tasks. That's what AI and automation is going to do for you. So let's just chip away at it, right? What else have we got? We've done email sequencing. Look, the point of this episode is automation's meant to save you time. AI will beat IQ every day of the week, but it cannot beat EQ, okay? So we want to get these computers, these automations, the AI, doing the repetitive stuff, doing the laborious tasks, doing the things that really you shouldn't be doing because they're not money-making things. You're sifting through the sand to get to the gold. We want to just touch the gold. If you had more gold being served up to you, if you had more gold being put in front of you to turn into placements, I mean, that's where I want to be. And if you're not doing it, I can tell you now, the rest of the agency world is. There were 500 people in that room, and you could just sense that half the room was already there. The other half was just like, holy shit, I've got to get there. Okay? And if you're not there now, that's fine. There's still half a room, and you're with that half a room who's not there. But do something today. Do something today to automate your desk, to automate your business, and automate your life. And focus on those activities that require emotional intelligence, because that's your value moving forward in this world of recruitment. That's all I have time for you today. If you got anything out of today's episode, please like, share, subscribe. As always, have an amazing day, and may all your deals and automation come true.